among people and encourage one another, help one another out, one another. We think like we can live like we live, and it's just blessing that God has set up this family and friends so that we can be part of it. We're going to read in just a moment Hebrews chapter 4, and we're going to focus on verses 1 through 3. Before we do that, I want to direct our attention to verses 7, 1 and 2. Anybody ever watch a documentary on the seven wonders of the world? I'm sure most of you have. Maybe you've read through an article in the newspaper. You came around the internet for a magazine that came across the seven wonders of the world. I heard this last week is that there are more than just seven wonders of the world. And there's actually different categories. There are the seven wonders of the seven wonders of modern world. There's even the seven wonders of natural world. I want you to think about those places. I want you to think about the seven wonders of the world. I'm going to share with you the seven wonders of the ancient world. That's why I came across this last week. Some of you may have been in these places. I don't know. Maybe you have traveled throughout your lives and you've gone to some of these places. I know that they are places that are school and you read your books and you learn some of these places. The seven wonders of the ancient world. Number one are the Great Pyramids. Amazing structure in Giza and Cairo, Egypt. Maybe you have been there. I don't know where I have, but I've seen the pictures. Number two, the main gardens of Babylon.
Feeling of admiration, you would find increased place.
to us as sons, as positive form. You know, there's several ways, many ways that God spoke. God never left himself at all human history with compromises. He has always had a voice. God has always spoken. God, you know, in a great relationship with Adam, I don't know if that was right or wrong, but God and Adam and Eve fellowship directly and Adam and Eve together, and God spoke with them. There's even an indication with Cain and Abel that God spoke directly, perhaps with others. We know that God spoke from that.
Back in the evening, the house turned on the
serious stuff.
There's screaming blood flow.
I also tried to find a illustrated different way of using this message. I think we can say it that way.
But Jesus has his son and his heir.
The Hebrew language says of all things.
You know, Galatians 3:29, for revealing to the Galatians that if you own the Christ, Paul said, your Abraham's offspring will be heirs according to the law. So there's another element to this idea of being heir. Not only is Jesus heir, but we are heirs.
I really don't know how deep this is in me. And Our very lives, invisible appearance. There is something else wrong with you. worship is going to take place. These last days is for those who suffer. We have one year of all things, who also came from. He is the greatest reward, the exact representation of the nature, the unholy of all things, by the word of God. He has made a purification of sins. He sat down in the right hand of the majesty of God. I want to encourage you to be a man who is in that world. Lord Jesus Christ, let us bring all of our adoration back to you, Lord. And ask him for the faith to find out what we're doing. I hope that we're